Spring into big savings on all Larson storm doors now at Menards. Larson doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. Whether you're looking for additional security or a screen door, we have what you need. They come in over 40 styles and 9 colors to choose from. Check out all Larson storm door options in store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money
at Menards. The Dallas Cowboys have finally found their number 2 receiver. The Dallas Cowboys earlier this week made a trade that brought in former Steelers wide receiver George Pickens to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of Cowboys Talk. This is the Dallas Cowboys discussion segment of the Bear of Texas podcast. My name is Alex Alcazaz, and I'm also known as the Bear of Texas. And I can honestly say that when I woke up to this news, I did not get this news from ESPN or from any other major news source. As a matter of fact, I did not even get it from Twitter, or X, as it's now called. I got it because I woke up to a text message from one of my good friends who's been on this show before. That would be Mr. Sean Balderas, who actually shared the news with me about George Pickens being traded to the Cowboys. Sean has already expressed his content with this move. As a matter of fact, I was so surprised that I was actually honestly very, very blown away in a sense that I was very, very impressed. Now, normally with the Cowboys, when I say that I'm completely blown away, it's usually not in a positive way. But this time, the Cowboys did something that they very honestly don't do often. They blew me away, but in a very impressive fashion. What I'm trying to say is that the Dallas Cowboys actually made a trade that is very, very good, which is something that they honestly rarely do. And I know that I sound like I'm exaggerating right now, but it's not often that the Cowboys make some very, very good trades. You know what? What's even more rare is that the Cowboys made 2 very good trades this offseason. Acquired a quarterback, Joe Milton, from the New England Patriots just a couple weeks ago. And just a couple days ago, they acquired George Pickens. Well, already seeing from the grade, the Cowboys got a B- while the Pittsburgh Steelers got a B+. Well, I think for the B so far, well, we have to see how things go for George Pickens here with the Cowboys. Now, Amari Cooper was supposedly linked with a return to Dallas, but the Dallas Cowboys decided they would be going in another direction. Now, I have nothing but love and respect for Amari Cooper, but you know what? I think for the Cowboys to go with somebody that's younger, that has, you know, more of a future, I think the Cowboys definitely went with the right path. Now, the Cowboys, obviously, well, the potential duo of CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, well, some critics do not have this wide receiver dynamic duo in the top 5. Well, if they do, then they have them at the number, they have them at the bottom, which I understand because there's a lot of unanswered questions. CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, this wide receiver dynamic duo certainly has a lot of potential. But again, there's a lot of unanswered questions. Here's one unanswered question. Can Dak Prescott stay healthy? Can Dak Prescott be able to continue to connect with them if he's able to at first? So can Dak Prescott connect with both of them? Can the passing routes be productive? Can the offensive play calling be effective? Can the offensive line protect Dak Prescott for him to be able to connect with CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens? See? A lot of unanswered questions, but the most important one is simply this. Can Dak Prescott stay healthy? Especially from what happened last season, obviously. So the biggest question, I mean, this is one of the biggest questions for the Dallas Cowboys this season. Can Dak Prescott stay healthy? The Cowboys and the Steelers agreed to the trade on Wednesday. It sends Pickens to Dallas for a 2026 third-round pick. The Cowboys also sent a 2027 fifth-round pick to the Steelers, and the Cowboys will also receive a 2027 sixth-round pick. And then the trade is fair. According to ESPN, 3 weeks ago, Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones hinted the club was working on a, quote, substantive trades involving players that could be completed before and after the NFL draft. Just funny, substantive trades. Now, the Cowboys obviously did not get a receiver in the first round. Many felt that the Cowboys should have gotten a receiver in the first round. But it seems that apparently wide receiver Tate Roa McMillan, had he been available at the Cowboys' 12th pick in the first round, he probably would have been selected by the Cowboys, according to sources, but the Panthers took him at number 8. The Cowboys, of course, did not select any wide receivers in the draft, despite the fact that the wide receiver position was one of Dallas's most important needs. It seems like the Cowboys had a plan. And of course, when it comes to plans, you have to take risks. So the Cowboys took a risk by not selecting a wide receiver in the draft. Instead, they decided to make a deeper investment and send a couple of draft picks to the Pittsburgh Steelers in exchange for wide receiver George Pickens. So I think the Cowboys made a very smart move. They went with somebody who already has 3 years experience in the NFL rather than going with a rookie. Now, again, I would understand because do you really want to have a rookie as a number two receiver? Like, it would not exactly be quite wise, honestly. Some would say it would not be beneficial. It could be. It could be wise. It could be beneficial, but it also could be the opposite. Okay. To have a rookie as the number two receiver against a CeeDee Lamb who's been in the league for about 5 years now, it doesn't seem like it would work. You might as well go with somebody who already has experience. Not only does George Pickens have experience, he's made an impact so far in the league. So, Pickens, as we know, was drafted in the second round of the 2022 NFL draft. He is entering the final year of his rookie contract, and according to ESPN's Jeremy Fowler, the Cowboys have no intention to extend Pickens' contract, and they will let him play out the final year of his rookie deal. Well, that's smart right there. You want to see how things go this particular season before you even talk about an extension. Now, obviously, some would say that the Steelers, it's no surprise that the Steelers made this trade. And the reason why is that, according to ESPN, the trade comes as Pickens' role as the Steelers' top wide receiver appeared to have supplanted after Pittsburgh traded for DK Metcalf in March. The Steelers are also awaiting an answer from quarterback Aaron Rodgers about whether he will play in 2025. Because as we know, Aaron Rodgers has been linked with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Well, you know, according on top of this ESPN source, I mean, this was written by Todd Archer. There's actually a video, and it says that Dan Orlovsky believes that trading away George Pickens takes the Steelers out of the playoff conversation amid their pursuit of Aaron Rodgers. Not sure exactly what to say about that. Now, as far as I'm concerned, as far as Aaron Rodgers goes, I don't even know what he has left. I mean, the dude's going to be 42 years old this year. I mean, if he's not 42 already, I don't know when Aaron Rodgers' birthday is, but he's getting to be in his mid-40s now, so... And things didn't go well with the Jets. So as far as his decision and his stance goes into playing this year, I don't know exactly what to say about that. So Kenny Pickens is 24 years old. He had 59 catches for 900 yards and 3 touchdowns last season. He has posted at least 50 catches, 800 yards, and 3 touchdowns in each of his first 3 seasons with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He missed 3 games last season because of hamstring issues. But he also had a number of on-field incidents. There was that time where Pickens was flagged twice for unsportsmanlike conduct in that game against Cincinnati. And a week before, he was actually involved in a bit of a scuffle with Cleveland Browns cornerback Greg Newsome Jr. during a Hail Mary attempt. I mean, even Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin had something to say after the win over the Bengals. He said, and I quote, "He's just got to grow up, man. This is an emotional game, man. These divisional games are big. He's got a target on his back because he's George. He understands that, but he's got to grow up. He's got to grow up in a hurry," unquote. Well, sometimes, you know, again, in these division games, players are going to have confrontations. So it doesn't surprise me that a Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver has had a confrontation with a Bengals player as well as a Browns player. I mean, the Steelers, their rivalry with the Browns and the Bengals, I mean... This is a rivalry that's been, you know, alive, you know, for, I would say, for probably at least since the 1960s. So George Pickens, while he's a great player that, you know, sometimes he might have a little bit of an attitude, but George Pickens, you know, has a fresh start. He's already expressed his excitement to play for the Cowboys, his reactions on Twitter, which I've retweeted. There's always people are always going to mention some of the negative things about him, so that doesn't come as a surprise. But you know what? That's all in the past, so... George Pickens has a new chapter to his life and his career. He's absolutely excited to come here to Dallas, and he's ready to get to work. So, you know what? But then again, I wouldn't be surprised if he has a bit of a scuffle against an Eagles player, against a Giants player, or against a Commanders player. I mean, I don't know. I mean, a lot of players, you know, they let their emotions get the best of him. But Now, there's one thing we definitely cannot overlook. I mean, the fact that, he was flagged twice for unsportsmanlike conduct in a game against Cincinnati. So that's definitely something he needs to work on, you know. So, yeah, being flagged twice for unsportsmanlike conduct is bad, but, you know, being flagged once is bad enough. So again, I mean, at the end of the day, so George Pickens, you know, he's going to be okay. He's going to be okay. And he was by far the Steelers' most productive wide receiver in the past two seasons. He was also one of two NFL receivers with at least 2,000 receiving yards and 16 yards per reception in that time span, so, along with DK Metcalf, who the Steelers recently acquired. So, George Pickens really, honestly, is a very, very talented player. So, looking from here, as a matter of fact, you know, Yahoo Sports basically says that CeeDee Lamb might be the biggest beneficiary in the Cowboys trade for George Pickens. That could very well be true. CeeDee Lamb could very well benefit from this as well. CeeDee Lamb could benefit from this. Dak Prescott can benefit from this. George Pickens can very well benefit from this. The Dallas Cowboys could very well benefit from this. And according to the New York Post and Sports Illustrated, NFL teams, quote, laughed at the idea of trading for George Pickens during the draft. So it seems that the Steelers have been trying to trade George Pickens for a couple of weeks now. Maybe even months. I wouldn't be surprised if they've been trying to trade him since the moment they acquired DK Metcalf. So they finally found, you know, somebody to do business with, and they did that with the Cowboys. So despite the historical rivalry between the Cowboys and the Steelers, it's good to see that they're able to do business. Sometimes you got to put the personal stuff aside. You got to conduct business. So man, now as far as a trade for a receiver, I mean, I think last November the Cowboys actually sent a 2025 fourth round pick to the Panthers for Jonathan Mingo, who only caught 5 passes for 46 yards but did not play with Dak Prescott. So the Jonathan Mingo move has obviously not worked out at all. We mentioned Jalen Tolbert, a third round pick in 2022, set career highs last season in catches with 49, also had 610 yards, which was also a career high, and also had seven touchdowns, which not only was a career high, but actually led the team. Man. So Jalen Tolbert could actually have, you know, be in for another good season. CeeDee Lamb obviously led the Cowboys with 101 catches for 1,194 yards and 6 touchdowns before ending the season on injured reserve because of a shoulder injury with 2 games left. At that point, the Cowboys were out of the playoffs, so the Cowboys basically did the right thing by shutting down CeeDee Lamb. Might as well. So right now, according to ESPN, with Pickens shipped off to Dallas, Calvin Austin III, a 2022 fourth-round pick, becomes the Steelers' leading returning receiver with 548 yards and 4 touchdowns last season. So the Steelers basically decided to make this move. Now, DK Metcalf is obviously right now slated to be the number one receiver. But going back to the George Pickens trade, as far as the grades go, well, grading Pickens to Dallas. Well, again, of course, they mentioned that the Cowboys did not get a receiver in the round, but obviously they start off by saying that, well, Pickens has shown growth in his ability to get open since his rookie year. He had 48 open score in 2022, but that rose to 70 and 68 in the past two years. However, his catch score has dropped from a high of 99 in his rookie year to 72 in 2023. And then 40 last season. That looks like the profile of a player who could be seeing positive regression, since a receiver's ability to get open is more stable from year to year than his ability to make catches over expectation. So as far as grading Dallas, obviously on paper, this move makes plenty of sense because, again, as poorly as the Cowboys were last season, the roster still has the same core as the one that went 12-5 in 2023, although it was with a different coach. And had a major weakness at receiver after Lamb. So again, after, you know, with aside from CeeDee Lamb, I mean, the Cowboys had nothing else apart from him. So this move is, quote, not only made only good on paper, but a big part of the reason Pickens is available is that it seems the Steelers had enough of him because of his attitude. Again, after Pickens had, again, the two unsportsmanlike penalties against Cincinnati last season. You know, again, I said that what Mike Tomlin said about how he has to grow up. So it seemed that the Steelers believed that Pickens was becoming a bit of a liability. But I don't know. I mean, there's things could have been worse. But obviously for the Steelers, they got some good compensation for it. But But then again, I think regardless, the Steelers were, probably had plans to trade Pickens because they acquired DK Metcalf, you know, early in the offseason. But some, many would say that the Steelers still could have been good with both Metcalf and Pickens as well. But again, you look at the wide receiver depth chart for the Steelers, they also have Calvin Austin III, Robert Woods, and Roman Wilson. So now, again, supposedly right now the final piece of the puzzle is obviously involving Aaron Rodgers, but although ESPN on this one says that without a second receiver next to Metcalf, Pittsburgh is that much further from being an immediate contender. That makes bringing in Rodgers a little harder to justify, even if the Steelers' options at quarterback are extremely limited with the draft and the rearview mirror. So the Cowboys got a B- and the Steelers got a B+. And, well, that certainly right there is completely, well, everybody's going to have their opinion on that, but I like the move, I really do. Again, looking at all these teams that laughed at the idea of trading for George Pickens, I mean, that really right there kind of blows me away. Look at it from there. I mean, apparently word leaked during the draft that Pickens was available if anyone wanted him. Some teams polled by The Athletic at the time laughed at the idea of inviting Pickens into their locker room for any price, let alone a second-day draft pick. Again, I think it's because of it. You know, I guess because sometimes because of his behavior. But look, I'm sure the Cowboys probably said to him already when he. I mean, I'm sure by now he's arrived, or I don't know if he's arrived in Dallas yet. He was traded just a couple of days ago. I mean, as I'm doing this episode, it's Friday. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's been a little over 48 hours. We're basically in the 48-hour window now as far as the trade goes. So I'm not sure if George Pickens has landed in Dallas yet. I would imagine he's probably going to arrive soon, but it wouldn't surprise me if the first thing he's told is to get his act together. And I'm sure that George Pickens, you know, would understand that he's got to get his act together. But again, I'm going to make this very, very clear that it wouldn't surprise me if it's Brian Schottenheimer who tells him the first thing he tells him is, well, he tells him, welcome. He says, George, get your act together. So, And I wouldn't blame him for doing that because, you know, again, the two unsportsmanlike conducts he had against Cincinnati, I mean, come on, you got to be better than that. This is the pros. When you're in the pros, you got to act like a pro. So going back a little bit about the background, so George Pickens played at the University of Georgia from 2019 to 2021. He did win the national championship in 2021. Although in the spring of 2021, he tore his ACL, which caused him to miss most of his junior season, but he did return to play the final four games of the year, catching just 5 passes, but made a crucial 52-yard reception during the first quarter in Georgia's win over Alabama in the 2022 College Football National Playoff Championship game. The catch is what put Georgia in Alabama territory for the first time during the game, setting up a short field goal for the Bulldogs, and after that, he declared for the 2022 NFL Draft. So in his career, he only had 1,347 receiving yards and scored 14 touchdowns and caught 90 catches total and played a total of 24 games at the University of Georgia. And again, he was selected in the second round, 52nd overall by the Pittsburgh Steelers. He made his professional start against the Steelers season opener against Cincinnati, which he caught one pass on three targets as the Steelers won 23-20. It was actually that one time against Cleveland when he had a one-handed catch while fully extending his body into the air. It was actually called by many the catch of the year. So, now, he did actually play in two, he actually started in two playoff games for Pittsburgh in 2023 and 2024. Had 5 catches in both games. Actually, in one game, actually had a fumble, which he lost, but actually had scored one touchdown in Pittsburgh's playoff loss against the Baltimore Ravens last season. So he's had some experience in the playoffs, but, you know, looking at his regular season experience, he's appeared in 17 games his first two seasons. He started in 12 games his rookie year, started 16 games his second year, and started in 12 games last year. He did miss some time last year due to injury. So far, his career highs were in his second year in the NFL, where he had 63 catches for 1,140 yards. He averaged about 18 yards per catch. He had an 86-yard long. That was his longest catch of the year. His longest reception was for 86 yards, and he scored 5 touchdowns. So far in his career, he has scored 12 touchdowns. He has caught 174 catches. He has 2,841 receiving yards, and overall, he averages about 16 yards per catch. So that's very, very good for Dak Prescott. But again, you got to wonder if Dak Prescott can stay healthy. Can the offensive line protect him well? Can Dak Prescott be able to connect well in the passing routes? Again, so many unanswered questions. So, but looking at it from here, I mean, now he did regress a little bit last season, but that's because he missed some time. So I think if he had been able to stay healthy, if he had not gotten hurt, I'm sure he probably would have had around the same amount of receiving yards and touchdowns and everything from his previous season. But I still think his numbers, his first 3 years in Pittsburgh, are very, very respectable. So as far as I'm concerned, George Pickens really honestly has the potential to be highly successful in Dallas. So honestly, I would imagine that he's obviously going to arrive soon, and he's obviously going to be with Dallas as far as training camp goes. But as far as the preseason goes, he might get a little bit of playing time. But of course, I don't expect the starters to get much playing time, if any. I would imagine the starters will probably play for one series or two, and that's it, especially in the first two games. But after that, I don't expect the starters to be able to get playing time in the preseason. So overall, I'm very, very happy with this move. It's obviously got a lot of potential. So as far as I know, the Cowboys certainly have found the number two receiver, but there's a lot at stake, and there's a lot of unanswered questions, not only regarding Dak Prescott, but a lot of unanswered questions regarding the Dallas Cowboys. Recently, there was a headline about the change in leadership and the change of the tone in the locker room. But everything that we've been seeing so far, you know, Brian Schottenheimer has actually been doing very, very well as a head coach. So now, obviously, ESPN 2 days ago released a story about how Brian Schottenheimer is putting his stamp on the Cowboys. So obviously, I think the Cowboys recently had their rookie minicamp. So Brian Schottenheimer, of course, the story says that he was excited Saturday afternoon, a little more than 3 months after he was named the head coach of the Cowboys. He was finally on the field at the Star. So I guess, yeah, the Cowboys just recently wrapped up their rookie minicamp. So of course, you know, from first round Tyler Booker to nine undrafted free agents. So Brian Schottenheimer, of course, he's the 10th head coach in Cowboys history. He has preached the importance of culture, and he wants players to know that he cares about them. He wants players to care about each other. He wants the assistants to have close relationships with the players. I mean, you see, I really love that. I really love that because he's absolutely right. Look, a team is like family. Teammates need to have each other's backs. Coaches need to have each other's backs. And players and coaches need to have each other's backs. Everybody in a sports team, everybody needs to have each other's backs, and everybody needs to care for one another. Again, at the end of the day, all this is a team effort. Man. So, now as far as George Pickens goes, I mean, I've not seen exactly what Brian Schottenheimer has had to say about it, but there's one video that says, how will Cowboys head coach Brian Schottenheimer be able to handle George Pickens? Well, again, we'll have to wait and see, but then again, you know, NFL Live said that Brian Schottenheimer may really be changing the culture of the Cowboys, according to former Cowboys defensive lineman Marcus Spears. So, you know, if George Pickens turns out to be doing very, very well, I mean, I have to take full responsibility because, again, I was not happy at first with the idea or the decision of Brian Schottenheimer being named as the head coach. But so far, it seems that Brian Schottenheimer is proving me wrong. But we have to wait and see how things go in training camp. We have to wait and see how things go during the regular season. But according to Blogging the Boys, despite the concerns, George Pickens is in fact a perfect fit for Brian Schottenheimer's offense. Or Brian Schottenheimer's Cowboys. So the Cowboys again finally adding a viable starter at the wide receiver position opposite of CeeDee Lamb. Man. And again, it's easy to understand why this move is a bit controversial, again, because of George Pickens' his behavior, but Pickens is one of the tallest receivers in the league, and he plays like it. Nobody had more receptions on passes thrown 20-plus yards downfield than Pickens had last year, and the Steelers understood his value as a deep threat. Only 9 other receivers ran a higher rate of go routes and deep fades. That's not all, though. Pickens' success rate by routes from his rookie year in 2022 and his second season tell a story. Man. So Pickens is obviously elite on the deep routes, and the Cowboys need that badly. But he's able to expand his route, his route tree efficiency, and according to ESPN Analytics, Pickens again posted a 48 open score as a rookie, and open score measures the receiver's ability to create separation on routes, but up that figure to 70 in 2023 and 68 in 2024. And I know that I said that earlier. And Pickens has also proven to be one of the best run-blocking wide receivers out there. Among full-time starters at this position, Pickens' run-blocking grade of 63 from Pro Football Focus has ranked sixth ahead of bigger names like A.J. Brown and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Now, again, last thing, you know, Pickens has garnered a bit of a reputation of being a bit of a, as this source says, a head case, a ticking time bomb waiting to go off because of multiple explosions this season. He's been rather public in the past about not getting enough targets and stoked rumors that he wanted out of Pittsburgh and got into numerous fights and squabbles with opponents. While Pickens has never been suspended, the NFL has handed down 10 fines over his three seasons, totaling a total of about $124,000. Cowboys fans will surely remember one of those moments because he had one of them against the Cowboys last season. I think it involved Jordan Lewis, so... And actually, I'd forgotten about it. So when this trade happened, I mean, I think then Jordan Lewis called George Pickens weak after the game. Man. And then Lewis, the former Cowboy corner, said this morning about the trade, quote, confirmation, God wanted me in Jacksonville, unquote, and he put a smiling emoji. So could you imagine if Jordan Lewis was still with Dallas, then George Pickens comes to the Cowboys? And again, because of that confrontation, I mean, Jordan Lewis calling George Pickens weak. Yeah. A little bit of trash talk, but you see that a lot in the NFL. But the question is, can Brian Schottenheimer, a first-time head coach, figure out a way to keep Pickens' strong personality when Mike Tomlin, of all people, couldn't? I mean, you have to wonder. I mean, that's got to be a cause for concern. Mike Tomlin, who's been the Steelers' head coach since 2007, since 2007, he could not handle Pickens' strong personality. Well, now, as Schottenheimer himself said in his introductory press conference, he's great with people. I mean, we look at his time in Seattle. Schottenheimer had taken steps to implement similar things from Pete Carroll's Seahawks dynasty, one of which includes being unafraid to bring in talented players with strong personalities as well. I mean, Schottenheimer dealt with DK Metcalf, obviously, whose player profile is in many ways very similar to that of George Pickens. Metcalf has a huge frame and great long speed with perhaps too much passion for getting physical with defenders. In fact, Metcalf, who coincidentally was traded to Pittsburgh earlier this offseason, has 14 fines as a pro, totaling over $200,000. So, it seems that in George Pickens, Brian Schottenheimer is dealing with someone that similar to somebody that he's dealt with before. So, but if Brian Schottenheimer insists that he's able to work and be great with people, then I'm going to take his word for it. But I know that George Pickens knows that he needs to get his act together a little bit. And he knows that, you know, he's got to basically kind of mature a little bit. He's already mature, but he's got to mature just a little bit. And I'm sure that because he has a fresh start and he's playing in Dallas and he's, you know, with his excitement based on how he's reacted to the trade, he's insisted that he's ready to get to work. So I think that George Pickens has already improved his attitude. So, George Pickens, welcome to Dallas. I look forward to watching you play. I look forward to covering your time here in Dallas here on this show. I'm very, very excited to see you play with the Cowboys. And, well, like I said, best of luck to you. And I look forward to covering your success here on Cowboys Talk. And again, ladies and gentlemen, Cowboys Talk is available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, as well as iHeartRadio and Pandora. If you would please, hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell. That way, I know for sure that you're not going to miss out on any exciting upcoming content. Thank you very, very much. You have a good one, and God bless.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.